God. He knows everything. He gave me this subject well before Friday, and it all just ties together. I love him. Oh, my subject for today is, I'm coming back to you. Hallelujah, I'm coming back to you. Thank you, Jesus. The pastor gave us the theme, back to the basics. Thank you, Jesus. My theme on this morning is, I've come to my senses. Hallelujah. I'm coming back to you because I have come to my senses. Hallelujah. The text, we're going to be going to Luke chapter 15. But let me just pray. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I love you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for using me, Lord Jesus. I thank you for calling upon the least. Hallelujah, and I give it all back to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that on this morning, Lord Jesus, that you be seen and that your voice is heard, Lord Jesus. I'm just a vessel, Lord Jesus, but I pray that they see you and they hear you and you soften our hearts, Lord, to receive you, Lord Jesus. I pray that on this morning that we will not leave the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about the prodigal son. Hallelujah. The prodigal son. Let's go to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I'm coming back to you. Hallelujah. Verse 1, and I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. Luke chapter 15, verse 1, the NIV version. And it says, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law murmured, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Hallelujah. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. The Pharisees back in those days were considered to be the believers, the so-called Christians, and immediately they had a problem with Jesus. They said, this man, this very different man, why is he over there hanging with the sinners? Hallelujah. We don't hang with them. We don't socialize. And we most definitely do not eat with them. They are beneath us. Hallelujah. And there's a saying that says birds of a feather flock together. So why are you, Jesus, this so-called Messiah, the one that John the Baptist preached about and said there is one that will come? Why are you hanging over there with the sinners? Jesus, I love Jesus. And look at his response. Hallelujah. We're going to go down. We're still in John 15, but we're going to go down to verse 11. Hallelujah. Verse 11. I'm sorry, I did say John, but it's Luke. Thank you for the correction. Luke chapter 15. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Luke, I'm sorry, you guys. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. This is Jesus' response. He actually responded in three different parables, but we're just going to focus on this one, the parable of the lost son. Hallelujah, the prodigal son. So verse 11, it says, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of estate. Father, give me my share of estate. And just Let me just tell you a little bit about the prodigal son. There's three characters in this story. It's the father, and he has two sons. And we're going to cover all three of them today. So right now, we're looking at the younger son. He goes to his father, and he says, give me my share of the estate. Give me my inheritance. And as I begin to read this, that give me really, really stuck out to me. Give me. And so I started looking at all the different versions of the Bible. I'm saying maybe this one, you know, just said give me. You know, the other ones, may I please, Father, would you consider? All of them said give me. I'm a mother. As a mother, I'm so glad my kids weren't home most of the time when I was reading this, because I probably would have just like looked at them crazy just because I'm reading this. Give me. Oh. And I see it a lot in this young generation. They're so entitled, and they feel like we, the parents, owe them something. Hallelujah. Yes, we want a better life for our children. We want them to have more than what we had. But we have to take the time to show them and to teach them how to appreciate what we give them and how hard we work for them. Thank you, Jesus. I think my kids know, don't come at me with no give me. Give you what? A whooping? There you go. You can have that. Hallelujah. But the younger son says, give me my inheritance, and the father gives it to him. Hallelujah. The father gives him his share of the inheritance. Hallelujah. And this son, he leaves. He leaves to live this wild, lavish life, turned up. You know, I'm on top of the world. You know, parties every night. He got all the friends. You know, he's just living his own life. Everything that he wanted to do, he did. All the lustful desires that he had, he fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after he spent his whole inheritance, then a famine came. And he found himself with nothing. Hallelujah. So he looked for a job, and the only job he could find was feeding the pigs. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to verse 16. Hallelujah. Let's do some reading. Thank you, Jesus. Jessica is normally my reader. Hallelujah. But I'm going to be a big girl today. Don't get used to this. Today, I'm going to be a big girl, and I'm going to read. Hallelujah. So verse 16, in Luke chapter 15, verse 16, he longed, we're talking about the younger son, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, hallelujah, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to his senses. Hallelujah. That's my theme on this morning. I've come to my senses. Hallelujah. He remembered who he was and the family he was born into. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. For a very long time, I didn't understand that scripture because I would be weeping and enduring and going through some things. Hallelujah. I had a heavy depression on me at one point in my life. Hallelujah. My body, hallelujah, was going through so much. I was going through surgeries after surgeries, and I had no friends. Hallelujah. My mother was my friend because she was the one at my side all the time. Hallelujah. And I was weeping, and I would pray and say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And as I rose the next morning, I still had no joy. Hallelujah. No peace. As I slept through the night, the enemy would come and attack me. Hallelujah. And I didn't know what to do, but I kept repeating this scripture. And I said, why am I not having any joy, Lord? I believe. Hallelujah. But when it says joy cometh in the morning, it's not talking about when you rise. It's talking about when you wake up. Hallelujah. Joy cometh in the morning, any time of day. Hallelujah. I've come to my senses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When are you going to wake up and come to your senses? Your situation might not change, hallelujah, but you begin to realize who your Father is, hallelujah, and the possessions and the things that your Father has, hallelujah. This young boy said he's come to his senses, and he said, I will go back to my Father, hallelujah, and tell him, I have sinned against you. Hallelujah. When are we going to come to our senses? When are we going to wake up? Hallelujah. We can look in the mirror and say how and see how pretty we are and how handsome we are and how good we look. But look past all of that and start to see the ugly parts of you. That's when you're coming to your senses. Start to see the selfishness in you. Hallelujah. The ungratefulness in you. He said, give me my inheritance. And then he said, I'm out. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of us say that? Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Hallelujah. I'll see you next year. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the son came to his senses. Hallelujah. He began to remember. Hallelujah. Who his Father is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. We're in Luke chapter 15, and we're at verse 20. Verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Hallelujah. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, hallelujah, and kill it. Let's have a feast, a celebration, for this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. So they begin to celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to look at the father. We looked at the younger son. Now we will look at the father. Hallelujah. In the beginning of this parable, this story, the son says, give me my inheritance. I know that had to hurt the father. that his son is saying, give me what I'm supposed to get when you die. Hallelujah. This inheritance that he requested was is supposed to be when the father dies. It's supposed to sustain the family for generations. So I know it had to hurt the father, but he still gave it to him. And even once he gave it to him and the son left, I know he had to deal with the embarrassment of the town knowing that his son had no value for his life and no value for his way of living. Hallelujah. But he still gave it to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then when the father sees him, he's waiting all this time. He doesn't know if his son is dead or alive. He didn't get a call or say, oh, I seen your son. I ran into him. He's doing well. Nothing. He didn't hear anything. All this time he's waiting and wondering and thinking, is my son dead? And then he sees his son from far off. I can imagine that this had years had passed. And of course his son is going to look different. He's probably thinner because he's starving and don't have no food. And he might be limping from the long journey back home. I'm assuming his hair was different. He probably had scars that he didn't have before. Oh, but a father, hallelujah, recognizes his son in any condition that he is in. He says, that's mine, hallelujah. That's my son. And he runs to him. Hallelujah. And he throws his arms around him and he's kissing on him. His dirty, stinky, nasty, smelling like the pig's pen self. Hallelujah. Probably indecent. He's holding his son. None of that matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then his son is acknowledging the wrong that he did. And he's saying, Father, I'm sorry. Sorry, I get it now, Father. Please forgive me. And he's saying, quickly, servants, go get the best robe. Hallelujah. Go get the best robe and go get the family heirloom and put it on my baby and put some shoes on his feet. Yes, yes, yes. What was the father doing? He was reminding his son of who he was. Hallelujah. He was putting him back in his rightful position. Hallelujah. I'm coming back to you. Hallelujah. When you come back to the Father, he doesn't just give you open arms, but he grabs you and he holds you in any condition that you're in. He gives you what you need. And then he says, give my baby the best. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this Father, hallelujah, what a wonderful Father he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's keep going. We're in Luke 15, verse 25. Hallelujah. Now we're going to look at the older brother. The older brother, verse 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, what's going on? Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he's back safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father. He said, look. these kids. He said, look, daddy. All these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your order. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered all your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him? This older son represents the Pharisees. Hallelujah, and some of us Christians in here today. Y'all don't hear me though. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been diligent. I've been a diligent worker for you, Father. Hallelujah. I show up to every church service. Hallelujah. I'm willing. I do whatever needs to be done. Matter of fact, when my brother left, I carried my load and his load. Hallelujah. I have never been disobedient to you, Father. Jesus. I've cared for your sheep. I paid all the bills that needed to be paid. I represented you. I did all that needed to be done to sustain this family for your benefit, Pops. For you. And here it is, your son who squandered everything. He comes back and you go kill the fattened calf. In the middle of a famine, are we supposed to be preserving what we have? And you give this lavish big party. You never called the town in and said, come on, come celebrate with me for my faithful servant, for my faithful son. You never did that to me. You never did that for me. And then this son who been doing who knows what with whom he ever wanted to. He was with prostitutes, probably men and women. He came back with nothing. And you throw this big old lavish party for him? No, I'm not going in there. I don't even want to see him. Hallelujah. That's the attitude of the older brother. The attitude of the Pharisees. The attitudes of some of us right now. That holier than thou, I have done it all. Hallelujah. We don't need you. Go back to where you were. We're doing just fine. That attitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look at what the Father's response was. Verse 31, he says, my son, the Father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father is saying, you son, I have given you access to all of me. Hallelujah. If you wanted a party, throw yourself a party. If you wanted me to throw you one, just ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth. All that I have given it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I thought your brother, my son, I thought he was dead. And now that I know he is alive, yes, we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate. Heaven rejoices over one. Hallelujah. He says, yes, yes, of course we're going to celebrate him coming back. He has come to his senses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father is saying, I created him and I love all that I have created. All that I have created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like the younger brother, the Father had to remind the older son of who he was. He said, you're a son of royalty. He said, I just had to show your brother. He's a son of royalty. I said, put the best robe on him. He's showing him. I had to build your son back, my son back up to remind him, hallelujah, of who he is and what position he has. And I find myself doing the same for you. You are a son of royalty, a son of the king. You are a prince. You are not the king. I find myself building your brother up and tearing some things down in you. These children that I have, hallelujah. Oh, but they're my creation and I love them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I gave you access to all of me, and it's not because you've earned it. It's because I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, to be loved by him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As I was reading and studying this parable, I realized that it's called the prodigal son, the lost son. But I seen that both sons were lost. Both sons were lost. One left and just was living in sin, doing whatever he wanted to do. The other one was close, working with the father, but his heart was far from him. Hallelujah. We are to have our father's ways, but he did not. And he caught himself checking his daddy. Ooh, hallelujah. Both sons were lost. Hallelujah. And as I begin to look at this parable, and I said it's called the prodigal son. It should be called the prodigal family. Hey. Prodigal means reckless, extravagant, lavish living. Reckless, extravagant, lavish living. Hallelujah. It was obvious that the younger son had this reckless life, doing whatever he wanted to do, squandered all of the money. That was obvious. But the older son, he was reckless, first of all, in the way that he came at his father, the way that he talked to his father. And also he had this extravagant, self-righteous mindset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as I looked at this story, the most reckless person in this story to me is the father. I knew it was going to be quiet when I said that. But in my eyes, I'm like the pastor, bless my thinking, hallelujah. But the most reckless person in this parable is the father. I couldn't believe. Here the son is saying, give me my share of the inheritance. And the father, he didn't give him a portion of it. Not a fourth of it. He gave it all to him. He already, you know your children. He knew that he was going to go and do whatever he wanted with it. Something that's supposed to last for all these generations. How reckless is that? The father gives it all to him. And he knew he was going to leave. I wouldn't give him nothing. If it's, you need to stay in the house, no. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm not. I'm trying to be like my father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But yes, the father gives it all to him. And then when the son comes back, hallelujah, my children will always be welcome at my home. Hallelujah. If they don't have anywhere to go, even if they're grown, my doors will always be open to my children. Hallelujah. But if one of my sons did what he did, yes, son, you can come back home. I'm not running to you. You gonna come and knock on the door. If I see you way, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, he on his way. Let me sit on the couch and get myself ready. I want to hear what he has to say. Yeah, come on, the door open. You can come in, go on and sit down. Well, wait, before you sit down, get a towel because you dirty and stinky. I don't want my couch smelling like you.
Hallelujah. The father ran to him and wrapped his arms around him. He didn't even need an explanation. He didn't need an apology. Hallelujah. The father knew his son's heart already. Hallelujah. He welcomed him. He held him and he said, give him the best. You got the best when you took the inheritance, son. I said, yes, yes, clean my baby up, put him in some decent clothes, but he ain't getting the best that I have. And the family heirloom, I don't know if he's responsible for that. He might try to sell it. No, not yet. He got some proving to do. Oh, Jesus, look at the father. Hallelujah. This lavish living, this lavish love that he has for his son. The older son refused to go in and celebrate his brother. Here's the father running out to plead with him. He was just reunited with his son that he had not seen for years. Hallelujah. Excited to celebrate with his son. And he runs out of the party to go tend to this son that he sees every day. Hallelujah. I would say, oh, he and his emotions, we'll deal with him later. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. He ran out to plead with him. And he said, we must celebrate. We're in this together. Hallelujah. He has lavish love and forgiveness for his children. Hallelujah. He is the true prodigal father. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming back to you, Father. Hallelujah, because I know that you will receive me. Hallelujah, I've come to my senses. Hallelujah. I believe that everyone here can find themselves in one or two of the brothers. Hallelujah. At some point in our life, hallelujah, we've been there. Thank you, Jesus. This is the perfect time to come back to him. He's waiting. He's waiting on you. Thank you, Jesus. He's waiting on you to come back to him. Hallelujah. The older son physically never left. But he didn't have a heart like his father. Hallelujah. This lavish love and forgiveness that the father has, we have to have that as well. I find myself forgiving people because I need God's forgiveness. Yeah, that's right, but is that the right heart? I'm going to forgive you, even though I don't like you. I'm going to forgive you because I need my forgiveness when I do my dirt. Is that really the heart of the Father? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 John 3, you don't have to turn to it, 1 John 3, the first verse says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. And then in verse 2, it says, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. Are we ready to start to tap into this reckless love the Father has? When are we going to start to look like our Father and make him proud to say, yep, yep, that's my kid. Don't they look just like me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My oldest son has such a sweet heart.
And he's so obedient. He told me at the age of 3 years old, he said, Mommy, I don't like whooping, so whatever you tell me to do, I will do. And he does. And every single day he comes and asks me, how was your day? How are you doing, Mom? And he gives me a hug and a kiss. I have to go find the other one. I said, hey, son, you're still alive? Hi, I'm alive too. Nice to see you today. You know, and so when I see my oldest son, I love his heart. And I said, Lord, he's mine. He has my heart. And the Lord said, no, he don't. He got his daddy heart. You and the other one is alike. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, but he's mine. Yes, he is. He has his father's heart. Hallelujah. That's the heart that I want, though. And he says, come. Our ministers can come up. Hallelujah. This is our altar call. Hallelujah. And before you come, I want you to really think. Because here we are saying, I'm coming back to you.